Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Shelf-stable foods such as canned peaches and pears have seen demand leap during the pandemic, with the head of the California Canned Peach Association saying retail demand this past month has been unprecedented. Processors have changed their operations to replenish depleted store shelves and ship products quickly to retail customers. School districts are using fruit cups in the grab-and-go school meals they provide students. There is no evidence livestock or livestock food products can carry COVID-19 or transmit it to humans. That's according to Greg Hanslechek, director of production animal investigations at Kansas State's Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. He tells AgWeb.com producers are aware there is a different strain of coronavirus that is associated with neonatal diarrhea, and another, he thinks, is associated with cattle respiratory disease. But he adds coronaviruses are very species-specific, and there's no indication livestock can be carriers of COVID-19 or infect humans. More packing plants are being impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Tyson Foods has suspended operations of its pork processing plant in Columbus Junction, Iowa, after more than 24 workers became infected with COVID-19. Tyson Foods CEO Noel White tells AgriMarketing.com the closure is out of abundance of caution and to minimize the impact on the company's overall production. Tyson is diverting that livestock supply to other Tyson pork plants. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.